Masked Singer, how good. It's wrapped up.
It has. And this morning we are joined by the runner-up, the Snapdragon. Snap those fingers, because he certainly was sassy as, and he did an incredible job. Sheldon Riley is joining us this morning. How are you feeling, Sheldon?
Hello. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm fabulous. But what about yourself? What an experience. How are you feeling this morning?
It was crazy. I feel so good. What a great episode, right?
Yes.
So fun to watch. And let's talk about your outfit, the Snapdragon. It looked visually beautiful.
Oh, thank you. The heaviest outfit to wear on the body of the season, I heard. it was so big. I remember I was in Europe, and my manager, Courtney, was like, hey, I've got a project for you. I want you to come back to Australia for it. I know we usually discuss it, but you really should. This is going to be fun. I was like, yeah, too easy. I flew home, and then we looked at the costume. I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, how gorgeous is this? And then when I tried it on for the first time, I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to sing in this. Hey, it was huge. It's huge.
You did well to actually, yeah, move in it and just walk in it. It was really, really big. And what an incredible voice you have, Sheldon. You really got to show off your range and what you can do. You must be just so proud of yourself this morning.
Thank you. That's really sweet. I'm really proud of this one. I think I've just been so costume and fashion focused for the last few years that I've always kind of pushed my music to the side, but this one was fun. It was in the same outfit, so I just had to push myself even more each time. It was really fun. It was really good.
I never actually thought about it like that. For usually you get up on a different stage with a different outfit and a different set list, whereas you're just kind of going up on the same stage with the same costume, so you've got to change something up.
Yeah, that's exactly. And keep it interesting. And I've hid my face behind a mask for ages, so I've got a little bit of an advantage over other people, but completely hiding your face and your full body figure, it's so hard to, especially singing like the emotional songs I was singing, it's hard to make people feel something when you can't see anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was a big challenge.
And do many people in your life know you were the Snapdragon?
Mm.
Everyone. I mean, I was told not to tell anyone. I told nobody. But it came to a point, though, it was like, are you the Snapdragon? Or actually, no, it wasn't even are you. It was just, we know you are. Where exactly were you and when did you film it?
That's awesome. And look, I want to know, what was the main difference to performing on The Masked Singer compared to Eurovision? I mean, two massive shows, but of course, they all have different focuses, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Eurovision was a lot of pressure. That was really hard. I mean, that's 250 million people watching, and everyone's judging off that one song. This show was more of a mental game. It was really tough. I mean, you don't talk to anybody. You stick to yourself. Because, I mean, the whole thing is making sure we all stay secret, so fun of the game. So it was do you know what? I think the big difference is that it's not an ego thing. I think so much of my life, I mean, I'm a massive introvert, but in my career, I have to be an extrovert. This show was different because, you know, you're not taking the praise as the artist, as Sheldon Riley. It's all about Snapdragon. So you don't get the applause, you don't get the anything. It's all about, you know, the outfit and the costume and the character. So it was a weird one. I didn't feel judged at all. I was just trying to make sure Snappy got the best show they could.
I love that. And look, Chrissy was on to you from pretty well the start. She was guessing you from a while back, and it looked like she was also on to you emotionally. She was on that emotional journey with you. And are you and Chrissy great friends now? Were you great friends before?
I've met her before, but no, we weren't friends. We are now, definitely. She's lovely. I'm actually just about to go meet her in a few minutes. It's really nice. I think for me, it was a bit of an emotional show. Hey, the whole thing. There's something so soul exposing about this show, and you're trapped inside this outfit, and you have to kind of be with yourself. And before I perform, I'm talking to everybody. I keep my mind busy. When you're in this outfit, you can't speak to anybody, and then it's just you and the car. There was a lot to think about, and I think for me, I've gone on a roller coaster this year, and I haven't really taken any time to just really consider who I am and what I'm doing. So it was a weird one.
It was beautiful to see you up there shining. We all felt it at home, sitting on our lounge in our tracky dacks. We were just cheering you on. It was amazing. Yeah. And from the season, did you have a favourite song or performance of your own or of the Snapdragons?
The first one was pretty cool. I was on this swing coming down for the...
Yes.
Actually, when I first came into the show, I was like, all right, what are we doing? And I didn't... They were very quick about it. They were like, yep, this isn't like The Voice or any other show. You're a professional. Let's just jump into it. They put me on this swing up. It was like 10 meters up in the air. That was really fun. But I mean, the last song was kind of my favorite one. It felt like the most me. It felt like the first time where the costume and, you know, me as an artist really connected. So probably Never Enough.
And look, before we let you go, Sheldon, you've been on Eurovision. You've been on Masked Singer. What's coming up next for you?
I've got some very cool things coming up. I've got new music coming up and I'm traveling a lot. I mean, Europe's kind of my big audience at the moment, but now with this show, I've got some shows planned for Australia as well. But I've got a gig coming up very, very soon, which I'm really excited to. It's a stage I never thought I would ever stand on, but it's probably going to be my most exciting one yet.
Very exciting.
It's happening like next month. So, very exciting.
I'll have to keep across your social media then, find out what's happening.
Honestly, get ready because this one's a weird one. I'm very excited about it.
There you go. Snapdragon runner-up of the Masked Singer 2022. Sheldon Riley, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.